Tomorrow is June 1st. That makes that's a special day that we talk about here at WATD because it's the start of hurricane season. Who better to walk us through what we might be able to expect this year than our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Rob.
Yes, my pleasure. And you're absolutely right. We start hurricane season in the Atlantic tomorrow.
And it goes through, is it through November 1st or is it through the end of November?
The end of November.
Okay, and as I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, the culmination, usually the busiest time, right around September 10th. Do I have those dates right?
You have the climax, that's right. There's not a lot going on generally through July, although we can have a rogue storm. But it is, especially as you get into late August and the month of September, and it's that first week or two that is the highest frequency of storm formation.
Now, well, we were looking a little bit off air, and it looks like they're forecasting at NOAA above normal hurricane activity in the Atlantic. Do you agree with that this year? We could look forward to that?
Yeah, there's no way you can disagree with that based on science. And NOAA, there's the University of Colorado, there are other tropical storm experts that all say that there are just so many signs that point to a way above normal season.
And what would some of those signs be? Is it near? I know sometimes they talk about near record warm ocean temperatures in the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. No question about that. In fact, I had a chance to sample some of those warm waters. We were down in the Virgin Islands, the British Virgin Islands, a couple of weeks ago, and I measured 85-degree water right off of Tortola, clear water, and the entire Caribbean into the Atlantic is generally about 2 to 4 degrees above normal. It's more like it would be in July or August, and that's one of the biggest factors to consider is the seawater temperature. It takes seawater in the mid and upper 80s to get a storm going and then to maintain the storm near 80 degrees, so we have really a lot of fuel. That's what fuels these storms. Another big factor is the Pacific Oscillation. We've been in a period where we call it the El Nino, and that is shifting to La Nina. Now, an El Nino suppresses storm development in the Atlantic because of wind shear. Once that goes away, and that's going away rapidly now into hurricane season, into a La Nina, that allows for the development. So you have two huge factors in the diminishment of the El Nino and the very warm water. Another big one is what we call the multi-decadal oscillation. So there are decades where you have little storm development and decades where you have a lot of storm development. We're into that now where more normal storms develop anyway. So we're expecting somewhere on the order of 17 to 25 named storms. The average is 13. We're expecting 8 to 13 hurricanes. The average is 7. And most importantly, major hurricanes look to be 4 to 7, where the average would be 3. That's Category 3 and higher. And, Christine, it's only a matter of time before a major hurricane hits southern New England.
I had a feeling you were going to say that because we're due for one, aren't we, statistically?
Yeah, you know, there's so many different ways to look at that. They happen about every 150 years or so, going back to as far as we can search this with our scientific means. And there really hasn't been a major hurricane since Hurricane Carol. That was 1954. Of course, it was the great hurricane of 1938. So they can come one after another every few years, and it's just been such a long spell. And whether that ends this year or in 5 years, we don't know, but we should be prepared for a hurricane, Category 3 or 4, with 140-mile-an-hour winds diminishing, but still very powerful, driving a huge storm surge coming up into Buzzards Bay and into eastern Massachusetts. That's only a question of time.
Well, you know what? We'll, of course, stay tuned with you and the rest of the weather team and make sure that if something like that does happen, we are prepared. Again, that's our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman, just giving us a preview of this year's hurricane season officially begins on June 1st. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Rob.
My pleasure. Enjoy this beautiful day.
Thank you very much.